Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
No one left. Diamonds on my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 275 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Herm, Mr. Prime, and Mr. Mal in the building. And hey, if you're not excited, I don't know what is wrong with you. I think you need to tap into your inner draft heart or go watch some film or just realize that we got another wide receiver across the way from Devontae Smith. We got a future replacement of Fletcher Cox, but also an interchangeable piece who is dominant against the run, but also can give you some, people are talking about the pass rush. Let him drop a couple more pounds. He's going to push the pocket. I love the pick. I'm feeling great about the pick. Got to sleep on it. I woke up with a smile. I got my coffee. I got my guys here. We're ready to talk about the draft. I've seen some hate, but at the end of the day, man, be excited, man. When was the last time you felt like this? I mean, I remember when they traded up for Fletcher Cox in 2012, up to the 13th pick, flashback Friday, whatever you want to call it back. Here we are, they traded up and they made some moves. Obviously, we gave up some picks. You want to cry about some day threes? We got a dog, man. So how you guys feeling? Am I alone here?
No, you're not alone, bro. You're not alone. I'm over the moon. I was very happy. I mean, considering all of the initial reaction to last night, the pick, I had cameras in my face. I was hype for a single guy, and that was Kyle Hamilton. I don't want that to be taken as I'm not excited for Jordan Davis, because I think Jordan Davis could be an absolute dog, man. I think he's going to be a beast, and I don't want the fact that I was higher on one guy to diminish what I think Jordan Davis could do. I'm looking at this a lot like how I was looking at the this was my justification I came up with last night. I thought a lot about the Brandon Graham and Earl Thomas draft. I thought about how Earl Thomas, obviously, after we draft Brandon Graham, for the first few years of his career, he heard shit from Eagles fans just saying that we should have taken Earl Thomas, this, that, and the other. And then it turns out years later, towards the back end of Brandon Graham's career, Brandon Graham is one of my all-time favorite Eagles that we've ever had. I love BJ. I wouldn't trade him for the world. And he played a pivotal role in us winning our first Super Bowl. He's a guy that's involved in the community. And then you look at Earl Thomas, who ended his career by having running a train with his brother. So,
and giving the Seahawks the middle finger on the way out after getting hurt, bro.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that, Kyle Hamilton is Earl Thomas or one thing or the other, but this is the justification that I came up with. I think that Jordan Davis has the opportunity to be the next BG in my eyes. So I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much started with the first pick of the draft. Trayvon Walker getting picked first round was we already knew like the whole draft was going to get twisted, especially with all the mocks that we ended up doing in the past like 2-3 weeks. Me and Gail were side by side, and he pretty much called it out. Was like, you know, I mean, this shit's about to go a whole different direction than we've been pretty much looking at it. I mean, look, I kept on getting asked, Ma, I know you weren't too happy about me being like, I'm saying I was like really, really big on Drake London, but I was, you know, I had a little bit more confidence on the fact that, yeah, I know he was a USC player and Nelson Aguilar didn't make that, you know, any easier for us drafting another USC player, but I was still big on the kid. I thought he was, you know, I thought he would have been good. And that was my go-to guy. Again, going by the amount of mock drafts that we ended up doing during the week, I thought, you know, it was going to go that direction. I thought all those key players that ended up getting picked after us were going to go way sooner, and that didn't happen. But then, you know, it got to the point as we're getting closer and closer, you know, Ev, your boy was on the board, and I was jumping on the shit with you. I was like, yo, Kyle Hamilton, like, yeah, yeah, he's there. Like, you know, that's the guy we got to go after. And I wanted to go back and forth, like, to keep on telling you, like, yo, we're going to do it. But then I was just, like, staying put, you know, and seeing how things were going. And then next thing you know, people were getting a little bit, you know, a couple of informations way before the pick was coming in. So I heard it in the background. Oh, boy. You know what I mean? Here goes Jordan Davis. And I'm like, shit. Like, all right. That's not what I wanted. But, you know, it is what it is. Look, at the end of the night, it took me some time to get to the happiness. Like, I'm definitely thrilled about Jordan Davis. I guess I was just being a little bit selfish last night because of the fact that I want some guys that are going to do something now, not compared to later on down the road. Like, I'm being greedy right now. I'm all in now, wanting to see these guys do something now. And not in a couple years.
Now. You're going to do something now.
Yeah. I hear you, man. So, I hear you. You know what I mean? And then again, you know what I mean? Like mentioned earlier, there could be some things going on tonight. We'll see. Then the whole AJ Brown thing. Hey, look, before we got on, I got to admit, I don't really know too much about the AJ Brown. You know what I mean? And when I came home last night, like, I got to get this shit. I got to let it sink in. I started watching some vid on him. He's that big body wide receiver we have been asking for. You know what I mean? He's got some greatness to him. A little bit of injury concerns. That's about it. But other than that, you know, I'm all in. So at the end of the night, it was definitely a decent draft. And, you know, I'm going to end it with you go ahead and you sign the Honey Badger. And the rest doesn't even matter to me. Like, we're set. We're ready to go. So that's the only thing I'm just – patiently waiting on.
Yeah, man, I was excited, bro. You know, check out the Jordan Davis article is up now on 4th and John, so go check that out. You know, always check the film out, man. That's I'm gonna always settle with the film. Film is always where I go to first. I'm not gonna let other people establish for me what I think. I'm gonna go watch it. And so Jordan Davis, first of all, he's young, right? And so he's just scratching the surface of what he could ultimately be. You know, he's gonna go do the dirty work that Fletch didn't want to do. Javon Hargrave really wasn't built to do either, right? Like, he, you know, we have a guy that's going to go in, eat up the middle of the field, be that man in the front seven that anchors everything else around him, much like he did at Georgia. And then let the rest of these guys, one gap, be free, be loose. When he's taking 2 and 3 people on, that's mismatches across the board. And we have horses up and down that defensive line. And so I'm excited about what Jordan Davis brings to the table. He has some upside as a pass rusher, 7.5 sacks in his career. You know, he 2.5, almost half of those came in just this season, this past season. You see him getting after it. When you run a 4.78 as a 341-pound man, that's something, right? That's something to work with. He spoke about the defensive line coach for the Eagles that recruited him at UGA. And so he's excited to get back in there and get to work. AJ Brown is a beast. I'm working on the AJ Brown tape right now. This offense, I think you see a shift in this offense with AJ Brown. I think that in reality, you know, they move away from the run heavy sets because they actually have playmakers on the outside that can win at every level. Right, like you see AJ Brown taking short passes to the house. You know what Devontae Smith can do. You know what Goddard can do. Kenneth Gainwell will only get better in year 2. This is a team that I'm excited, man. I think that realistically they could have a top 10 offense and defense this year. And if they do, listen, bro, with Jalen Hurts at the helm, being able to run it and throw it, anything is possible. So I'm excited. I ain't have to sleep on shit. I went to sleep geeked up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. My wife was like, yo, what the hell is going on? I'm like, listen, she was like, how'd the draft go? I'm like, you see me busting up tape. You know how it went. I'm excited over here. So, you know, she used to it by now though. So shouts out to her.
Hey, in your first mock, you had Jordan Davis.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
And I want to reiterate, well, first, I missed the memo with the Eagles hat. Clearly, I'm the only one, so I missed that. But Drake London, I thought was going to fall. He went to Atlanta. I'm not surprised. He's going to be a beast out there. I thought they moved up for Kyle Hamilton, too. I was so sure. And when they went Jordan Davis, I was a bit surprised. But also, Kyle Hamilton fell for a reason. He's not the clear-cut number one dude that everybody thought he was at the safety position, right? Like, there was mixed results on him. So I think that, like, we see that now. Honey Badger's still out there. A couple safeties still that could go day two. Some options there still. Bro, you hear it. I'm geeked up.
Oh, dude, you're pumped, bro. And, I did some
Jordan Davis. This is not Jalen Rager, bro. I had to convince myself and go watch 1,000 hours of tape. Like, I came in ready to rock and roll.
At least this one's a proven commodity at the NFL level, man. I mean, he's already proven that he could do it. About 3,000 yards in three seasons, man. When was the last time we had a 1,000-yard wide receiver, man? Was it still Jeremy Maclin at this point?
And he's young, right? Like, he doesn't turn 25 until the season starts, I believe. And so,
we already got that extension.
Yeah. He's not making the $40 million a year, right? He's not making quarterback money. It was a good deal. Had some knee injury, double knee surgery, hand and chest injury this year. Chest injury put him on the IR. So, like Prime was saying, if he can play through the injuries like he has, listen, man, sky's the limit, bro.
I mean, the funny thing about the Titans is that they offered him a deal that was right around 16 mil. Like Teron Davenport, shout out to him, put out put out an article earlier today, but he was like even hoping to get like 20 mil, and they still weren't even close to that. So
he said he would have inked at 22 had they came at 22.
Yeah, and then I think at the end of the day, you know, I felt like he's a guy in that locker room that everyone loves. He's a leader in that locker room. The fact that you're looking around the league and seeing some of his teammates and seeing other people like shocked at him getting traded. I was watching Titan fans in their little vlogs go ape shit and really just like, you know, we just lost one of our favorite wide receivers. And at the end of the day, you know, Jalen Hurts. It's really about, you know, there's a comment in there about how I felt about Garrett Wilson. And like, if this was the contingency plan, this was a perfect opportunity. Like, if you look at the reversal of the roles, the Titans with that selection picked up Treylon Burks, a guy who was not proven. And for us, the Eagles, we have now AJ Brown, who is a proven dog out there. And you're talking about a guy who is also has a great friendship and relationship with Jalen Hurts. So kind of marrying of, the perfect player. So I'm excited, man.
How about the fact that he was able to eat as well as he did, get 1,000 yards a season in such a run-heavy offense, in Tennessee? Yep. Like, I mean, you had an absolute dog in Derrick Henry as the lead guy in that offense, and he's still able to put up numbers like this, dude. Like, look at 2020. Yeah. That's 1,000 yards, 11 touchdowns. That is something that an Eagles wide receiver hasn't touched in far too long.
And with him, he has, like, when you watch him play, he has vice grips for hands, right? Like, he can go up and get it. He could climb the ladder. He's somebody that, like, you can give short passes to. And, if you don't give good effort tackling him, forget about it, bro. He's going to run you over. And, like, he wants to run you over. He's not somebody that's looking to get out of bounds. Like, he wants all the smoke. And, you know, people were saying that George Pickens is really who they wanted because we needed somebody with that type of dog attitude. AJ Brown brings that. And like, you know, Gail said, and we've been talking about, he's proven. And so you take a look at what the Rams did, right? Like, they opted for proven commodities versus what a kid could be, right? And They won a championship betting on it. They said, fuck them picks, and went and got the dudes that they know could eat. And so, yeah, man, I think that A.J. Brown will be somebody that really allows Devontae Smith and Quez Watkins so much more freedom, right? Because you can't just lock in. Quez Watkins is going to have free run all up and down those sidelines, right? Like running those nine routes, running those deep posts. My goodness, can you imagine?
Come on. How are you not?
I mean, can you imagine?
I'm too excited.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know who's more geek, you or Gail over there. Yeah,
no, I'm geek.
but for real, the thought of having a wide receiver 1A and 1B, man, like,
yeah.
Dude, I'm excuses for Jalen Hurts, though.
No excuses. Like, that's the thing.
Jalen Hurts has got a ball
one
out.
One more
bro.
Time. Can I hear it one more
no,
time?
No excuses.
Thank you.
Ain't no
Thank
excuses you. This year, man. Thank He's you. Got the pieces around him to make it work.
Thank you.
I mean, but this is what we asked for, though, right? We wanted him to be in a situation where we could absolutely see that he has no excuses at this point. And I agree. And
we've been asking for this trade, like this over the offseason. I know, you know, Prime will always talk about the signing you've been waiting for. But it came on draft day, or I mean, you know, not a signing, but a trade.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, just the veteran wide receiver we've been asking. We got a veteran wide receiver who is going to now a guy that can beat one-on-ones, a guy who is a menace in his own head. Now you got Devontae Smith out here. Don't got to worry about getting bracketed. So who are you going to bracket? Now look at the seams. Goddard can do his thing.
Goddard.
Because Watkins can stretch the field underneath, you know, like it all makes sense now. Now we're always talking about Jalen Hurts working through the second and third read. Now he can trust what's going on the other side, that he's got that other option and that guy should be open.
Yeah. And we're not even talking about what Gainwell brings as a receiver, right? That like you could potentially split him into the slot. So we could be seeing 4 wide. Zach Pascal came in and he's legitimate as a wide receiver 4. And so we're 4 wide receivers deep. A really good ascending tight end and one of the better pass catching third down options in Gainwell. Jalen Hurts has no excuse, right? And neither does, but I also want to say, neither does Nick Sirianni, because he can't say he doesn't have the personnel anymore, right? Like you can get as exotic and as freaky as you want to now on game day, because you literally have 5 different dudes. You have 4 receivers that are interchangeable.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Swiss Army.
When was the last time we could say that, bro?
Yeah, it's been a long while, dude. It's been a long while. And dude, I don't want to get off the addition of Jordan Davis as well, man. I'm equally as pumped for that, bro. Jordan Davis. You were talking last night. Do you think it's a possibility the Eagles could try like a 5-2 front, Mal?
That's what that's I'm seeing Honest NFL. So that anonymous scout who I rock with, like, you know, he shares a lot of really great content. Mm-hmm. And so he was the first person I saw mention it, but it makes a ton of sense when you think about the personnel that the Eagles have, because he was saying you'll see Reddick lined up on the outside. So you put Reddick and Sweat on the outside. You have Jordan Davis in the middle at the nose, and then you have Fletcher Hargrave flanking him. Come on, we're not even talking about Milton Williams yet.
I got home last night.
Derek Barnett yet.
I had completely forgotten about Hassan Reddick until I got Hassan home last Reddick. Night. I saw the tweet and I'm like, yo, we got Hassan Reddick too, bro. I forgot about
TJ
that.
Edwards.
Talk about bringing in talent, right? You know, not to say that's going to be tight, man. Not to say it's a Javon Curves TO type move, but in this offseason, you got an insane pass rusher that can get to the quarterback. You got an interior guy who can collapse the pocket in the middle, can shut things down, can collapse guards. And then you got Josh Sweat. I was about to tweet this out this morning, but I was like, is this too corny? I was like, we got the Wu-Tang alignment up front. Like, you got so many different variations of flavors.
Put it out.
Like, who who was about the Eagles at this point, because you got so many different flavors and so many different integral pieces. But you can also stop the run with the even front with, you know, you got 4 up front, but you got Jordan Davis
clogging up the middle. It's not a, he's just not just a space eater. You see him get behind, he'll look in the backfield and chuck a dude and then get lateral and then make catch up on a quarterback or a running back behind the line of scrimmage. So like
he destroys pockets, bro.
Like he
pushes offensive linemen right back into the quarterback's lap, dude. It's unreal.
And think about how many centers in the NFL could really deal with Jordan Davis one-on-one, right? How many of them out there that aren't a lot? Even thinking about practice with Kels. Kels going to have some issues with big-ass Jordan Davis, bro.
That's what like, I said. I was like,
going to have some issues, bro. He's going to have some problems, bro.
I don't want him to hurt.
That's a famer, homie.
I don't want to hurt Kelsey because we know Kelsey has issues with linemen that are big. Like, you look at the Vita Veas. You're hoping that he can be a Vita Vea. Look what
he did for Tampa Bay's
Exactly. Defense. Exactly. I mean, Vince
Christian Wolfram. Wilkins in Miami, yo. Christian Wilkins had a career year this past year in Miami, right? And he's a big boy, too. People were questioning whether or not Christian Wilkins could move. Of course, it's going to be an adjustment period for Jordan Davis, but what's he, 22 years old? He's just scratching the surface of what he could be. Think about Jordan Davis at 25 years old, 3 years in the NFL, proven commodity. He's on like this defense. Somebody listed off the ages of all of the like key players for the Eagles right now. I think our oldest key contributor is 27 years old. Everybody else is between 23 and 25. The window was wide open. It's wide open.
The one thing I like about Jordan Davis, right? You know, like, you know,
please don't say it was the suit last night, because we got to address that elephant in the room. I said, please don't say it was the suit last night.
No, I said the one thing I like about Jordan Davis, it's you know, in his interviews, he talks about being selfless. You know, at times during the season last year, we talked about Fletcher Cox and his role in this defense. And was he happy with the role? You're talking about taking the double teams, catching while someone else eats. Well, this is what Jordan Davis did in Georgia. He was selfless. It was all about the mindset of the amount of stars on that Georgia defense. All of them had the mindset of we all got to do our jobs so we could all eat. So this guy has been selfless in the fact that you know he's played from zero to three tech. The fact that in our scheme, he's going to get a little bit more freedom of actually doing what something he hasn't done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At Georgia, like he's going to be able to attack the quarterback. And the other thing about the snaps, obviously, we'll talk about the weight gain. I talked about his, you know, eating gummy bears late at night. He switched to organic gummy bears. but the idea of him now getting to do some things that he wasn't able to do, and the idea of like, just doing some things that. He's gonna have some freedom. He's been working out with Chuck Davis, who's also trained the likes of Watt, the likes of Aaron Donald, and he's super high on Jordan Davis and what he can become. And if he loses 15 more pounds for me, I get him down even a little bit more, you know.
And he said that he was talking about in his press conference the similarities between the Georgia defense and what the Eagles run. So it's not a huge adjustment for him. It's just cadence and like terminology. Pete, we know Pete. We know Pete.
Can we address Pete's hate in the chat? Because he's been the number one hater in the chat, right? Can we agree?
Yeah. Is he hating on Davis?
No, he made it clear that he's not.
I found some hate in my DMs last night. I got back to him later at like 2 a.m, but I found some. I'm not feeling the pick, shaking my head. So, hey, man.
Hey, put him in the bathroom.
Hey, I like the idea of giving your defensive coordinator different ideas.
Different options. Mm-hmm.
Yo, you said the Wu-Tang, bro. Whoever you want, whatever bars you try and hit, we got them.
Yeah.
You know, who's the old dirty bastard in the mix? That could be Fletcher Cox or Brandon Graham, the old Fletcher's older statesman.
Because he out here smashing other people's girls up. So that's
old. Yeah, that's the old. who's the method? Who's the method man?
Mm. I feel like that's Brandon Graham, bro. For just consistency. just brings it every time. Meth don't never miss. BG been bringing it, yo.
This is interesting. I'm gonna have to go think about this.
Yeah, this is this that one's hard because I would throw BG as Ghostface.
Yo, Wu-Tang motherfucker. Hey, I'm glad to see people excited, man. Like, first and foremost, shout out to the Eagles for putting on a great event last night down at the Link. I felt it was good for us to get out and just relax a little bit, you know, and just be on the field. That was cool. Caught up with some people who watched the show just randomly walking around. That was cool.
We spent all day at the stadiums yesterday, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, nice. Man. Yeah,
that's
man.
What's up, bro.
Do you want to address that? I know we like to talk about food on this podcast, but Ev put us on to putting beer in his nuts.
It's called crunchy beer, pal.
No, putting nuts in his beer. And
kind of nuts you just nutting your beer up, bro. Come on now.
Listen, it's at baseball games only. I'm not some freak that's just out here throwing food in my drinks, okay? But you know, at a baseball game, you take the shells off, you take the skins off the peanuts, you drop them in the beer. Get a little sip of some nuts in your beer. It's great.
It's very sketchy. Very sketchy. Adam had a question.
When I saw the picture, I'm like, yo, you're wilding, bro. I was like, you wilding, bro. I was like, is that nuts and beer?
Shout out to the Fandemic crew. Those guys are pretty awesome. We sat up with them in their section, and Ev was actually explaining the idea, and they were just like looking at him like, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Nah, you on your own, bro. It's cool. Everybody got their twists. Everybody got their thing.
Adam had a real question.
How about the cheesesteaks? Can I get some credit for the cheesesteaks?
Yo, Sonny's cheesesteaks were pretty solid though, bro.
Can I get some credit?
They were fucking solid. They were so good that Prime took one bite out of it and he goes, yo, I'm gonna go buy another one. I'm in the house. Dude had two cheesesteaks.
Yeah, As soon as I walked back up in there, she was like, "You're back already." I was like, "Oh hell yeah, man!"
Little shout out to the coach, the strength and conditioning coach of the Rockies, who crushed 24 cheesesteaks over a 4-day period while the Rockies were in town. That's insane.
Jesus. That is crazy.
Kind of psycho. So Adam's question here says, "Real talk, Gale, Evan, Prime, and Mal. What do we trade for Rager and Diller today? A bag of Doritos for Rager?"
Are they cool ranch?
I would love a third round. I would love a third round for Dillard today.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get the most out of Dillard, honestly. I don't know.
What we get for Rager, bro. Like I don't know that we've seen people take chances on players before, right? Like Rager has a skill set theoretically that could produce in the NFL. So somebody might be willing.
Even if he's our fifth wide receiver, or even he's if that's the back end of your roster, dude. Like if we can't get anything, if we can't get anything worthy of. But the one thing I was listening to the Daniel Jeremiah podcast and Bucky Brooks. If you listen to Daniel Jeremiah, he will give you some real clues about what the Eagles kind of want to do, or like. You know, the makings of what the draft is going to be, because his last podcast he kind of like talked about the Trayvon Walker stuff. He talked about the idea of the back end of the draft being not really something to look at. I actually was telling Evan about that, and you see the Eagles trade their fifth round picks like it was you know, in the sixth round picks. He's like if I was any team, I would trade my back end picks for picks next year, because after you get past the fourth round, it gets kind of sketchy. So he said meat and potatoes of the draft, second round to fourth round.
But that's where our putter's at, Gale. That's where our Riaz is at, bro.
Matt might go in the fourth round. You laugh, but Matt might go in the fourth round.
You'd be surprised.
Yo, that Moving the Sticks podcast is incredible. Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah, as knowledgeable as they come with a lot of this stuff.
Sure. With you know, experience in the front office as well. It's great to hear some of the stuff, but man, I don't know, man. I don't know if I need coffee this morning, but coffee on top of that. coffee on top of that. Also, so for everybody in the chat, if you guys are welcome to actually jump on the show, get on. Make sure you have a mic if you jump on the show. It's gonna be free for all. You don't gotta be like, we're all gonna be interchangeable in and out. You want to come on the show? You want to talk your shit? You want to be a hater like Feast of Pete? You can come on and have at it. Like it, we're gonna have like 6 hours to talk about the draft. I'm thinking what we want to start around six. No, yeah, draft starts at what time? Seven. It's going to be very relaxing. You know, don't feel any stress. You know, you talk amongst yourselves. We'll have people in the room. Don't be crazy out here saying wild shit. Because we will put you in the bathroom if we have to. That's probably 6 hours, six hours from now.
Sorry, I think I set the record last year. Was it me?
Yo,
I
you set the record, bro. You spent more time in the bathroom than on the damn on the live.
Sorry though, but you know what? I should put all y'all in the bathroom because y'all still trying to have me convinced that Rager was that fucking one.
Yeah, you right. They got me, bro. They played me. Madley and Gail gassed me up, man. Wrote that long ass article and shit.
Oh, there you go. Hell, there bro. You go, blaming it on them.
Shout out to Jacob Walker. He shot me a text last night. He's like, I need you to go live right now.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Gail, because it's the same Jacob Walker is claiming that I sit down and pee. So I'm glad you didn't go on the show last night.
Oh, man.
Oh, this guy.
If only you knew.
Damn, bro.
Cody in the chat saying Jaquan Brisker, go get him. I'm feeling that.
Got Petrie still up there. Booth.
Jalen Petrie. Yeah. Booth. We got you know.
Steen went last night. That was pretty sad.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, like last 32, I believe.
32.
Yeah. To Minnesota.
Hmm. Interesting. Hey, how about Cole Strange going in the first round to the Patriots?
You see the yes, McVay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was sitting there looking. I was like, did they really? I had him really around did. Third to fourth round.
Yeah.
Great. But this is the same dude that drafted a long snapper fifth round from what the Navy was it the Navy
mm-hmm.
Academy?
I mean, you know,
hard to come by, bro.
Listen, he got enough cred, bro. They won enough championships over there that what are we gonna say about the Patriots? Yeah,
they trust in him exactly.
But Cole was getting horsed one on one at Senior Bowl. Like he was losing his one on ones like every damn time. So yeah, we'll see.
Todd talk about N'Kobe Dean. Everyone's round one heartthrob. Linebacker is sitting there in the second round.
Yeah.
And we talk about guys like Jordan Davis who are, you know, making sure everything's clean for the linebackers behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that helps our linebackers around here with this.
In all honesty, if it wasn't for that A.J. Brown trade, this is who I was eyeing on that second pick.
Kobe Bryant.
N'Kobe Dean. No, I'm talking about N'Kobe.
Oh, shout out to Elaine. She's talking about Kobe Bryant. I think Kobe Brown, man. That's the guy we've been looking at third round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's gonna be a third rounder.
Mal, your boy Kair Elam went what are you like 22, 23 last night?
He went to Buffalo too.
Excellent. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Him and Trey White's gonna be nice, bro.
Oh man, that defense, and you got Poyer and whatchamacallit on the back end,
yeah,
playing safety. That defense.
Yeah, we already had our safety in Poyer until we let him go. Yeah,
shout out to my old football coach at Western Connecticut State, Jim Salgado. He is the nickel defense coach there, so I know he was probably feeling the same thing about Mal Davis did about Elam. Good selection.
Yeah, Elam was a good kid, man. I was surprised Kansas City went Gordon over him. when they had the opportunity, right? Like that Kansas City, we're gonna see. They took Karlaftis and they took Gordon, mm-hmm. two people I was not very high on, and so I'm very curious to see how those picks pan out.
Now there's a comment here from James. Davis would be a great run stopper, and if he could develop, will be a great pro bowler. Stole him from the Ravens. Some Absolutely. Analysts out there were talking about, you know, it was like, why did they trade up? Blah blah blah. You know, and here I found a, you know, receipt from the man himself, Calais Campbell.
Yes, sir.
I was getting ready to say, yes, sir. He was asking for him.
He said it. He said Jordan Davis is going to be a stud. Yep. A stud. Thought we had him, but that's how the draft goes. Another Raven. We take Kyle Hamilton. I thought it was going to be Davis.
Yeah.
So while people are out here, like, even the own Ravens players looked at a guy and being like, you know, this guy's a dog. We, you know, it would have been nice. Hey, man, feel excited, man. I'm spilling coffee on myself. I got, you know, shit all over.
Gotta
the floor.
Be excited, man. AJ, I gotta, but like, I love the Jordan Davis. AJ Brown is the one for me that like could elevate this offense to something that we have not seen in a long freaking time.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you go from AJ Brown to being like an afterthought from last night because you're thinking Jordan Davis, like. It's the draft, whatever. Oh, shit, we got A.J. Brown. Then you're like, oh, shit, we got Hassan Reddick. Oh, shit, we got some.
Let me get your non-biased opinion. I know you know that a couple months ago, before Calvin Ridley got himself in trouble with getting caught with that parlay, the Eagles were in talks to try and trade for him. Say the whole Ridley thing never happened. So would you have rather had A.J. Brown or Ridley?
I'm gonna say Brown just because he's 2 years younger.
I think I would have went Brown.
I didn't even realize he was that young.
Yeah, he's 25.
That's what I'm saying, man.
24 going on 25. He's probably
got like 5% body fat too.
And yeah, his body fat is definitely bigger than Calvin Ridley.
I mean, we do have to be real. You know, he was dealing with like a mental issue about a year ago, mm-hmm. and that's the one part of. About players today that's kind of different from back in the day where they're very vocal about how they're feeling about where, mm-hmm. what they've gone through. Some old, you know, your uncle football coach guy will be like, this, you know, it can be seen as a weakness in terms of like older generation, generational coaches or whatever. But the new age of player is actually very transparent and very open with, what they're going through. And this is new for older heads in the league. The fact that the Eagles gave him a new contract and are believing in what they see to be true and who he is as a person, as a player. But even just talking about cultural fits that we're trying to build a championship team here, you talk about, you know, Jordan Davis, well-liked in the locker room. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like his game, game off the field, who he is as a person. You brought in another leader in A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of crazy. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about changing the way things are done around here, bringing a guy who won a national championship. We would, all of us, people in the chat, like, go get someone from Georgia. We got a dude from Georgia on that defense that was wild style last year.
Hey, man, how is not overthinking it the past two drafts? You take an Alabama wide receiver, you take a Georgia defensive tackle.
Ole Miss former wide receiver.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the culture change. Let's not skip on Zach Pascal, right? Like, he brings in something here as far as, like, a veteran wide receiver and just toughness. Like, he could produce as a wide receiver for, you know, I think that, you know, he talked about in his interview when his press conference joining the Eagles about the competitiveness that he brings to the table, that he competes at everything that he does. And so, like, they're purposefully setting this trend where at every position there's, it's like almost Alabama type, right? Where like at every position, there's a multitude of people that's pushing a person ahead of them. That's how you win championships, right? And then when injuries happen, you have somebody that could be the next man up. You're not looking at some undrafted free agent or some flyer, you know, where we're just praying that they pan out. Like, nah, these are dudes that have proven it in the NFL. And so I think that people are super irrational about Howie Roseman in regards to like his draft pedigree and his history. He's shown that he can rework rosters. He ate, think about it, last year we were eating a record number of dead cap with Carson Wentz. Look at where this team is now a year later. You know, he's been able to do some stuff, man. And, you know, we were down on him, but he's reshaped and revamped his roster, turned it over, made him younger, has some key playmakers at very important positions on, like, manageable contracts. Mm-hmm. Let's be real, yo.
I think I had a tweet here. You know, shout out to Romy Rome. He says he's in Vegas right now. He says Eagle fans are running wild and they're out there deep. Hey, Rome, if you're out there, you want to come on the show, man, we would love to, you know, we'd love to see, we want to see the vibe. Right. Like you're telling us the vibe, your text, come on tonight, man. Wherever you're at, we would love to, you could be our correspondent. Like we said, we do it wild style here on 4th and John. We do random stuff. So if you want to be on the show later, come on the show, man. Come on the show. I was looking for somebody had put up a tweet saying what that trade turned into for Wentz. The Wentz trade turned into, like, I forget, you know, what it was exactly because my brain's not working right now.
Nice.
Never mind. I'll try and find it later. Yeah, man.
I do need to see the what it looks like in Vegas, though, man. They're not doing it on weren't they going to do it? Where was it? In the fountains? Isn't that where they're going to hold it? And then we're going to have
the boat. Yeah, they ended up changing the venue because of something.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. But they said, you know, they were saying that they were getting the news way later than what we were hearing.
How's that possible? They were live on scene.
I don't know. The AJ Brown. They didn't know about the AJ Brown, like that type of stuff. Trades.
Okay.
The trades, they weren't able to get to hear about the trades until like way later when here, you know, we were finding out. We were over there celebrating and shit, and they're like 5 minutes still just standing there thinking that we're going to go ahead and pick at number 18. Hmm.
Man, there's a lot of comments in here, man. I'm sorry I've been behind on the comments.
Hold what, 7 wide receivers? You got Devontae, Smith, AJ Brown,
Watkins,
Ward.
Watkins, Rager.
Watkins, Rager.
Hightower still hanging around.
Hightower. Eight. Nah, Isaiah's a tight end.
The Olympic. The
tight
Olympic
end now.
JJ's a tight end.
Devin? Oh, yeah, JJ's tight end.
Devin, his name? Devin?
Yeah.
Oh, 7.
Devin Allen?
He could burn, bro. Yeah. And he could run. Like, he was burning that Oregon, bro. He was moving.
27-year-old in cyber class. Yeah. Hey, I mean, again. You know, I mean, there's so many options. Right now, I think everyone's kind of like gearing up on who the cornerback is going to be. Who is CB2? Todd's talking about Josh Williams or Kobe in the third round.
Kobe Bryant would be amazing.
Why is Pete holding out hope on Hightower? Like, this is the pivotal make or break, John Hightower. Like, I would love if John Hightower showed something too, but like, is that essential? I mean, we've got enough guys.
Yeah, 5-2 front would be, ooh, buddy.
Who
you stopping? Like, what you going to do with a 5-2 front? And then you keeping TJ Edwards and Kazir White clean.
What you going to do with that? All that front. Front.
Yo, yeah, but like, if you just
and that's
think
like
about,
2,000
like,
pounds of people.
That's what I was literally just about to say. But just between the tackles, dude, like that, we're talking like,
I see, what, I
like
see
800-900 pounds?
I see Davis Rocks 99. What number you think he's gonna go with? Because you know they can't bring.
Oh, did you see? AJ Brown is he's rocking 0. Is that true?
Is it?
I saw being they're selling a AJ Brown. I was like, I saw zero. I was like, word? They're doing zeros now?
I'm trying to think of a zero that's in the league. I can't think of any.
I can't think of a zero in the league neither. I don't know how
it feels. I didn't know we were doing zeros in the league right now.
I don't know how I would feel about a zero.
The Tyrese Maxey effect, bro. I wasn't huge on the zero until Tyrese Maxey. I love it.
Let's see, man. I'm trying to keep up with the comments in here. If you guys see any, bring it up. I know we're gonna. I know we just want to do a quick reaction. I know we kind of like. I got some stuff on my phone, man. But I was just like some stuff I'd be taking with my phone for live reaction. Just be like stuff I want to look at 10 years later. Just not even share it. Like half the stuff I put out, I don't even share it because I'm just like, this is going in my virtual journal. For 2037, like how I felt about the Eagles then.
I think we're gonna look back on this draft depending on how today goes. This could be that draft, like we talked about it, me, you, and Mally, right? Like, this was the draft that could build the foundation of a championship, right? And so far, I mean, they hitting on important positions, you know, still, like you said, cornerback too, still need a safety. I would personally love another edge rusher if somebody fell, but
Benito, third round,
Ebuketti still hanging around.
Mm-hmm. Yo, imagine this. Imagine they get Booth.
Oh my God.
Yo, that's a crazy draft, bro.
Come on, bro. We're going to talk about it. Talk it up. We getting Booth. You know what I mean?
How do you feel? How do you feel about Roger McCurry out of Auburn?
I'm not a. He's a dog. Them little arms, man. He got little baby arms, man.
Listen, he's played in the SEC. I've seen games where he's competed against the Jamar Chases of the world.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're talking second round
by some of them boys too. Jameson Williams gave that boy the Kanye workout plan, bro. So, you know.
Ajabo, like we talked about Ajabo the other night. We talked about his athleticism really took a hit with that Achilles tear.
Yeah.
We already got a guy, a veteran on our team with Achilles tear at the same position. So we got two Achilles times two. I'm not really trying to. No, I mean, I guess we love Ajabo as a raw prospect, but he's behind the eight ball trying to learn the NFL. Now he has a torn Achilles. Now you're just opening on a prayer with your second round pick.
I'd rather have a guy. Exactly. I compared it last night to Sidney Jones. I mean, Sidney Jones, when we drafted him, I thought he was the best corner in that draft. But then we just drafted a guy in the second round that didn't play all season long, didn't contribute at all, and then ended up being pretty mediocre. And so I'm not I'm not saying that Ajabo is going to have the same path in his career that Sidney Jones had, but I'm just simply saying I would rather have a guy that makes an impact day one with a second round pick.
And so Pete mentioned with Booth the injury concerns. So that's real. When you look at his injuries, he's had quite a few in college. And so that could possibly be why he fell. But I think the value, it's like that the BPA value, right? When they mix and, you know, if they check the medicals and they believe that he can contribute, I mean, Booth is probably going to be the best. If he's at 51, he's arguably the best player available at that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Round two is just going to be just as interesting as round one, man.
Oh, so, it's going to be bananas, bro. I'm trying to see where Malik Willis goes, right? Like, Malik Willis didn't get drafted. I'm curious to see where he lands.
I would like to see another key defensive player, offensive player. So.
Going back to Prime's thought on the honey badger, like imagine all the shit that just happened yesterday, and you sprinkle in a little fucking
honey badger
on top of that.
Ooh-wee.
A little sasson seasoning. Talk about leadership at the wazoo in that defense.
I might have my box of Sasson and adobo here when we go back on live later.
Bro, that's a lot of leadership in that defense now.
Yep. And think about the versatility, right? Like everybody was down on Jonathan Gannon, but when you add in those players, He can, much like when you're talking about what you could do on offense, exactly. The level of how exotic you can be pre and post snap on defense, bro, you could do anything you want. Because Honey Badger can cover literally any part of the field, right? You still have a veteran, free safety, Harris. You know, you have a ton of mix between veterans and young dudes on defense. I'm excited. I might be as excited about Kazir White as I am about any person that we picked up so far on defense because of what he can do in the middle. There's infinite possibilities, bro.
How about the Sixers actually getting shit done?
Thank God.
The TVs were limited in the link Thank list. God.
But God. It was still you, and we had you know, volume and everything, so we were good. You can have your seat all you want. We got to see.
You see, Prime's still upset because they say to me last night, like, oh, we kept on walking down. Meanwhile, you know, me, Tim, Winky, everybody, we're just chilling at a table, bro. We got some food. We got our own reserved seats. We got the TVs right in front of us. I got both screens. I just didn't have audio. I had a seat. Yeah.
This guy just dipped down.
Would you rather have a seat or audio? Yeah, audio.
You could have stood with us. Like,
if you, where we came in at, you guys kept walking.
You're a seat elitist. You're a seat elitist. Because you couldn't hear the TV.
I got eyeballs, bro. What do I need to hear it for?
Like, yo,
I'm listening to people.
I forgot
that
room was so long, man.
Yo, you spent
a long ass room. I forgot that room was so long.
Spend months like trying to figure out this whole draft, and I'm gonna watch the draft. Like I was deaf.
He dips off on us.
Like, I'm like, I gotta hear this shit, what they're talking about, because I'm like, I'm not missing this. So I found a big screen. It was nice. Could hear the audio and watch the game right to the left. So I was good.
My two TVs were on pillars like this. I just sat right on the corner. I could watch both screens at the same time.
Shout out to Tim. He says, I got a role. See you guys tonight. Tim, are you jumping on? Are we going to show your pug face? Yeah. Pete says he's jumping on tonight. Okay. Maybe Dustin will jump on. Shout out to Dustin. Got to do something on the back end free agency. If we expect the second or third round to start and be great, I don't love that idea.
In this draft, I disagree. This draft specifically, I disagree. Second round dudes, look at who's got pushed to the second round. And other drafts, these are first round players, bro.
Taylor Petrie's he's one of those dudes.
Booth fell, right? N'Kobe Dean fell. Evan Ketty fell. Nah, Daxton Hill went.
He went?
Yeah, I forget who he went to off the top of my mind, but Daxton Hill went.
Did everyone see Bleacher's Report coverage with Kelsey?
The Bengals. Yeah.
That was Z. Yeah. Yo, Kelsey was excited, man. Kelsey was excited. Dan Morgan, a.k.a. D. Morg, he said might make appearance. Like, there, we talk about speaking things to in existence. So you got to change your words. Like, I will make an appearance. Make things happen.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I was watching an interview with Jordan Davis today. And he's a big proponent of speaking things into existence. And I was like, bro, yes, he said your word. He was like, your words, you really have to watch the words you say. He said, me and Devontae live by that. And then I was just like, come on, man, I'm sold.
He's speaking to you directly, bro.
Patrick says, can I jump on tonight? Yes, you can.
It's a party, brother.
It's a party. Bring your beer. Bring your nuts. You can actually put the nuts in the beer because we got the okay from the Crunchy Beer Master.
Beer, yo. Oh my God!
You never looked at a beer. I was like, you know what will make this better? A bite.
I was sitting there,
bro. Never.
What are you doing? He's like, you never heard of Crunchy Beer?
I was like, yo, bro, keep that South Jersey shit in South Jersey, dog. We'll be that over here across the bridge.
I asked Ev, and he gets offended. I'm like, you never had Thai food, but the motherfucker had crunchy beer.
Listen, one's a lot more easy to come by, bro.
Peanuts and beer. Thai food is everywhere. Yo, dude. What are you talking about?
So is beer and peanuts.
You still haven't had Thai food, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
You live in Philadelphia.
I was over there cracking some peanuts.
I've lived in Philadelphia for 2 months, bro.
Yeah, and you had crunchy beer.
I was over there cracking some peanuts. I even asked Evan. I was like, yo, can I put my nuts in?
You got other men putting their nuts in your beer, bro. Come on,
the shells are going in your beer. Yeah,
you got foreign nuts in your beer now. You come on, dog.
My bad.
Hey, Mike makes a perfect comment here. Said Evan, there's
peanuts in this Thai food.
See,
Ethiopian food. Sounds exciting, bro. Sounds like some exciting stuff.
Pause. My bad. I forgot to say pause.
Yeah, you was trying to put your nuts in his beer, bro. You was wilding.
Keep your nuts out of my motherfucking beer.
That's what you said yesterday. Adam said he's gonna stop by. I gotta hop on as well.
I'm dying, son.
Primer, are you just escaping under the radar here? Have you had Thai food, Mister? How much older are you than me now?
Yeah, I brought this comment. What we're talking about up to my coworkers and at work the other day. I said, my guys, Evan and Prime, had never had Thai food before. And they they lost their shit.
As Gail one time goes to me, what? You never had Ecuadorian food? No, dude, is that crazy? I never had Ecuadorian food.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's a Thai food. I would say Ecuadorian.
Yo, Prime, back me up.
It's the truth, though. You know, I mean, he gets all offended because we never had none of this shit. But Evan said it himself. You live Ecuadorian in the goddamn melting pot of the world, bro. Oh, that's where you work at. We can't
Ecuadorian
help it.
Is
you
good
got that opportunity. Too, we don't have that opportunity.
Listen, no, I'm getting Thai food tonight, man. I'm gonna be on tonight, Ev. I got you, Ev. I'm gonna get you some Thai food. I'm getting Thai food tonight.
I just haven't had.
So, fellas, I'll see y'all tonight, though, man.
Later, sir, man. Take it easy, bro.
We're going to get Thai food tonight? You don't
I'm tying it up.
I can do something like that.
See, the people in the chat are talking about Thai food, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right. I think we've officially went off the rails, and it's good, man.
This was a quick one, right?
It never is.
25 minutes over. Quick mark is 30 minutes, right?
It never is.
It's just initial thoughts.
Yeah. Right.
Then we start talking about fucking crunchy beer. any last comments before we get out of here?
I'll see you guys in a couple hours.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
we're gonna be back here for
we'll do it again.
What are we going live? 6 or 6:30?
6 o'clock.
See how he had 6:30 because you want to add an extra half hour there. 6 or 6:30? Well, we could do 6:30.
It was the original thing you said. You said 6:30.
You did say 6:30.
You said a half hour before they start.
But you know, because you're all geeked up, now you want to go 6.
Yeah. Bro, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Like how could you not be excited about what happened?
Okay. We get it. You're excited. Let's not go another 12
minutes. We're already going to be live streaming for 5 hours later. That's my point.
We could talk about your excitement then.
Uh-oh. Maura in the building.
Okay.
Oh.
Maura, if you want to jump on, we're here. Everyone bring their mics.
Oh,
bring
everybody jump on. AJ, I'll see you. Get on too.
Bring your headphones. Are the
Prime? You never had Pacuama, bro.
Yo,
I feel like that meme, that little girl. Like, what the fuck?
what if I send you some Uber Eats Thai food?
Huh?
Come on, man.
Wait, what am I gonna say no to? Free food?
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Frugal Gang, I'm trying to help you out. Help you.
Hey, today's payday, bro. It's a big day in the Hearn household.
Oh, shit. Philadelphia's newest resident who just moved.
Okay, Chris.
First of all, shout out to Chris who got a job working with the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Goldhammer?
Yes. He's working for the Eagles now.
Yo, round of applause, bro. Round of applause. Man. That's awesome.
That's what's up.
AJ says, you never had Ethiopian food, bro.
No.
Let's not start this shit.
All right, last thoughts. We'll go Prime first before we get out of here.
Nah, man, just looking forward to tonight. You know what I mean? Like I said, second round, there's still a lot of potential out there. I'm excited. So it's going to be just as exciting as last night's was. So looking forward to it.
Is Lil Lucky coming out tonight?
Lil Lucky going to be around. Yeah, the kids are going to be around. So, you know what I mean? There's going to be a couple appearances here and there.
What are you going to dress him up in today, bro? We got to have the vibes right. He's got to be eagled up. He's going to be eagled up.
Yeah, no problem. Say no more. Say less.
Hey, I still got to get Lucky get his first customs.
Those are going to be hot. Sit a little girl customs that big.
I'll get my first sneaker customs back in the day.
Ev, your last thoughts before we get out of here.
I'm just looking to build more in this defense, man. If we're able to get Booth later on, this is an absolute If you get Booth, and then I'll speak even this into existence, you end up signing Tyrann Mathieu later on.
On.
Woo-wee! We're talking top defense. I'm all here for it, bro. I'm all here for it. Let's make it happen, Howie.
Oh yeah, let's go.
Man, if you can't see by my face how excited I am right now.
That's not coffee, so y'all know.
I took 2 days off from work just to enjoy this. I'm spilling coffee all over myself. We're going to have a great night talking about the draft. We had a great night last night. Let's continue the flow into tonight and then into day three. Again, if you want to jump on the show and just join us for the chat, whoever you are, you want to talk about the draft, kick it with some Eagle fans, that would be awesome. But as always, it's Fly Eagles Fly, and we'll see you in the next live chat.
Couple hours.
Go Birds. Damn, I didn't end the broadcast.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.